Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the tragic events in Florida, where a 12-story condominium partially collapsed. There are some 51 of the building's residents who are unaccounted for. What could have caused it? We'll let you know as soon as we know. And nobody does as yet. Apparently the FBI is investigating. And from Miami Beach, Governor DeSantis, who is, in the eyes of many people, the Republican front runner for the presidential nomination in 2004, has commented, and we will bring attention to that. Does any of this have to do with the infrastructure deal? Yes, they finally reached an infrastructure deal, and they didn't so much reach an infrastructure deal as the Democrats surrendered, which is terrific. And it is an important victory for Mitch McConnell, along with many, many, many others, and good for Mitch. Why? Because they're doing something that everybody could agree upon. They had 11 Republican senators and 10 Democratic senators who all got together and agreed that they would go along with what the Republicans had demanded at the very beginning, which was that the infrastructure deal be about infrastructure, about building roads and schools and repairing bridges and basically fixing physical reality in America. No, it has no relationship to this disaster in South Florida. But it does have to do with trying to keep the spending at least a little bit under control. And President Biden, surrounded by Democrats and GOP senators outside the White House, announced in triumph his bipartisan infrastructure deal. What about his program to take care of crime? We're going to be talking about that anti-crime program by President Biden and why it completely misses the mark and misses the opportunity, which was a golden opportunity for the president. We'll be speaking with former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy, who's also a senior editor at National Review, coming up. And we'll also be speaking with one of my favorite guests, Ian Rowe, who is with the American Enterprise Institute, and speaking about why CRT, that's critical race theory, which is meant to eliminate racism, not only perpetuates racism, but deepens it. We will get to that. And Charles Murray, who has written some of the most explosive and important and influential policy books of our time, including a book that started the whole welfare reform movement in its modern components, a book called Losing Ground years ago. He did a book called The Bell Curve, which was basically not about race. It was about why it is that in America, IQ and intelligence is more directly related to financial success than ever before. Now, why would that be? He has a new book about race, and the book is called Facing Facts, and it talks about two facts about race that Americans are very reluctant to talk about. We'll be speaking about that with Charles Murray coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And speaking about race, a huge explosion about a Juneteenth special luncheon that was put on by IKEA, and which featured candied yams and watermelon and fried chicken. Okay, what happened? And what was the response? Well, the NAACP is on the job, and we will get to that. Also, the Democratic and very liberal columnist Tom Friedman of the New York Times lays out a means that can't fail to give Trump another term as president. Why is he doing that? Well, he's trying to warn Democrats against it, but I'm not sure they want to listen. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. Dozens of people unaccounted for after portions of this condo building north of Miami Beach collapsed today. At least one person is dead. The Miami-Dade County Commissioner, Sally Heyman, told CBS News 51 that, told CBS News that 51 of the building's residents are unaccounted for. This is Governor DeSantis of Florida offering his statement after that 12-story condo partially collapsed. Listen.
TV doesn't do it justice. I mean, it is really, really traumatic to see the collapse of a massive structure like that. Right now, we have the fire rescue. They are in search and rescue mode. They are trying to identify survivors. I know they have made contact with some, and they're doing everything they can to save lives. And that is ongoing, and they're not going to rest. And so thanks for what they're doing. We were just over there, got to thank some of the folks who just had a change of shift, but they've really stepped up.
Okay. Look, this is one of those things. It's a very peculiar thing. As you know, I just recently... My wife and I were visiting New York and visiting our daughter. And her apartment is on the seventh floor of where she lives. And I remember looking out her window, and it's a New York landscape out there. It's nothing spectacular or scenic. But when you're looking out a seventh-story window, and you look down, and then I was looking at the bricks on the side of her building, and thinking, my God, here's this person who's so precious to me, our oldest daughter, and her life depends upon this building holding together. The building was built a long time ago. And it's basically, you go up in the elevator, you go up, you live seven stories above, which is nothing in Manhattan terms, above the street level, and... You have to trust the people who basically permitted the building and the people who engineered it and the people who actually built it. And you trust them every moment of your life. And I remember thinking about that and thinking about some of the conspiracism and the negativity and the distrust and everybody basically throwing away any kind of reliance on the way we do things in this world. And the way we do things in this world is pretty amazing. We have a medical system. We have an economic system. We have a productive economy. We are able to build amazing buildings that really do last. And then something like this happens. And maybe that should remind everybody to be a little bit more appreciative. That issue of infrastructure, this is the President of the United States stepping out of the Oval Office where he met for 30 minutes with this group of 21 senators, and they reached their bipartisan infrastructure deal. Here's President Biden.
One of the things that we agreed on infrastructure on, we made serious compromises on both ends. There is, and they'll give you the numbers. But we did not, they did not, and I understand their position, Republicans and this group did not want to go along with any of my family plan issues, the child care tax credits, the human infrastructure that I talk about. And that we'll see what happens in a reconciliation bill in the budget process. If that, if we get some compromise there, and if we can't, see if I can attract all the Democrats to a position that is there. But we're gonna—they're gonna move in a dual track, and that's all I have to say. But I want to thank each and every one of them. It's been, you know, a lot of us go back a long way where we're used to doing one thing, give each other our word, and that's the end. Nobody questions. They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose. And they've given me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me. And that's good.
Okay, that's the President of the United States. What he's talking about here is not that he's giving up those plans for free community college and preschool and massive changes. They're just going to pursue them with reconciliation where they only need 50 votes. But for this infrastructure bill, it looks like it will be going through as it does. What about the issue of crime? Biden's initiatives on crime yesterday that missed the point. We'll be talking to Andrew McCarthy, former New York prosecutor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved Show, it is always a pleasure to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy. Andrew is a former federal prosecutor, a legendary federal prosecutor, and we very much appreciate Oh, having him on the show, who will be joining us about 10 minutes from now. He says in a column, not in National Review, where he's a senior editor, but this is over at The Hill, and he says, worried about rising crime? You can thank today's progressives. that when you actually look at it, has to do with the whole explanation of rising crime, or the entire discussion of it. There is a belief that is tied in, of course, with critical race theory and a whole view of the world, that the reason there is such disproportionate crime in black neighborhoods and involving black perpetrators is because the system itself is racist in terms of enforcing the law. That's what the whole Black Lives Matter movement seemed to be about. We'll be talking about that with Andy McCarthy coming up. Joe Biden was speaking yesterday about his crime package, which is deeply lacking. It's so much lacking that there's a piece in the New York Times by Thomas Friedman, who's a fine writer. He writes very well. He's often very far to the left. And his one of the Pulitzer Prizes, by the way. He says, like everyone else, I look forward to a summer of reconnecting with family and friends and relishing a good old 4th of July barbecue unmasked. But I will be doing so with a pit on my stomach, because just beneath the surface, calm in America, volcanic forces are gathering that could blow the lid off our democracy. We are living in a fool's paradise. Enjoy it while it lasts. And it's really remarkable that what he is writing about here is want to get Trump reelected, dismantle the police. And he's talking this before what a lot of people consider to be, me among them, the missed opportunity that Joe Biden had in making this big announcement yesterday of a new anti-crime program, where some of the very best that he had to offer in terms of how to make people safer, to cut back on the criminal activity in all of our big cities, where even Tom Friedman of the New York Times is talking about homicide rates in large cities, many of them run by Democrats, were up more than 30% on average last year, and up another 24% for the beginning of this year. Ouch. So here's what Joe Biden had to say about it yesterday. This is clip 5. Listen.
Second Amendment, from the day it was passed, limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon. Those who say the blood of patriots, you know, and all the stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government. Well, the Tree of Liberty is not water in the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there have never been, if you wanted to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. The point is that there's always been the ability to limit, rationally limit, the type of weapon that can be owned and who can own it.
Okay, I think what he was trying to say here, first of all, he was trying to cite Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson, in one of his most dubious comments ever, was saying the Tree of Liberty must be watered from time to time with the blood of patriots. And what that has to do with the Second Amendment and the ability in the Second Amendment to regulate that people don't get to equip themselves with nuclear missiles or cannon or tanks. Okay, but this is not going to be reassuring the American people, who are worried. Increasingly, there's indications that the American people get the idea that the entire notion of lawlessness and the erosion of public safety are primary concerns. Here is more from President Biden in the action that he believes will make us all safer. This is clip 12.
We have an opportunity to come together now, as Democrats and Republicans, as fellow Americans to fulfill the first responsibility of government in our democracy, to keep each other safe. Enough. That means Congress passing sensible gun prevention, violence prevention initiatives is worried. It makes sense. Background checks. Ban on assault weapons. Ban on assault. Repeal of the liability shield for gun manufacturers.
Okay. It's barely comprehensible. And this was a big moment for him. And again, we're going to be all made safer by repealing liability for gun manufacturers. A bunch of lawsuits, corporate lawsuits, are going to make us safer on the streets while we are cutting back on police. At least to his virtue, Biden did talk about increasing some funding for police departments using some of those rescue package funds to rescue police departments from locally imposed cutbacks. This is what Cedric Richmond, former congressman, who is now one of Biden's senior advisors, what he does to explain the soaring crime rate. This is clip four.
What do you think is the root of the cause of this spike in violence? I mean, we read through some of these cities, don't know. From the administration's perspective, why is this happening?
Well, look, a bunch of reasons, I believe, but one is the proliferation of guns on the streets of America. The fact that we have let the NRA govern this country for far too long, and the president is willing to take them on.
Okay, the NRA, who's in charge of Congress right now? Who's been in charge of the House of Representatives for a while, actually? And the idea that there has been a sudden explosion of guns, there have been a lot of people, and this always happens, whenever they talk about instituting new gun control measures, people go out and purchase firearms. But the idea that there is a correlation between the levels of gun ownership, if there is a correlation, it's a correlation in the other direction. More and more people get guns when crime goes up. It's not that when more and more people get guns, then crime goes up. The acquisition of firearms is not a cause of a crime surge. It is an effect, a product of a crime surge for most people. And the idea that when he's asked about what is causing the increase in violence, he says nothing about the attempts to undermine police departments or to cut back spending on police departments, or some of the crisis of confidence, he could even say, that has been generated regarding law enforcement. Nah, that's too logical. So what is causing the surge in crime? We'll talk to somebody who really knows, who's worked in the trenches, Andrew McCarthy, coming right up on The Medved Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rescuers are continuing to search for survivors after a Miami-area building collapse. At least 51 people are unaccounted for after a portion of a Miami-area condo tower collapsed. Surfside, Florida Mayor Charlie Burkett saying they're using as many resources as possible to find survivors.
We've got the dogs, we've got the equipment, and we're going to do our very best to save as many people in that pile of rubble as we possibly can.
President Biden announces he and a group of bipartisan senators have come to an agreement on an infrastructure package after meeting at the White House earlier on Thursday. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman is among those, and he talks about the economic benefits of the package.
This will lead to more efficiency in our economy, higher productivity, more economic growth. This is about the long term.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
News contributor, best-selling author, contributing editor at National Review, and a former chief assistant U.S. attorney in New York, Andrew McCarthy, has experience prosecuting all kinds of criminals, and he knows something about the crime surge right now. Andrew, I wanted to, before we get into the terrific pieces you've done in National Review recently, and one that appeared in The Hill, I want to confront you with one of the dumbest things I've heard recently, which was a senior Biden advisor named Cedric Richmond, former United States Congressman from Louisiana, major campaign supporter for Biden. Former Congressman Richmond was asked what he considers to be the basis for the surge in crime that's going on across the country. Listen.
What do you think is the root of the cause of this spike in violence? I mean, we read through some of these cities, don't know. From the administration's perspective, why is this happening?
Well, look, a bunch of reasons, I believe, but one is the proliferation of guns on the streets of America. The fact that we have let the NRA govern this country for far too long, and the president is willing to take them on.
Okay, the way I understood it, Andy, the NRA is having some tough times. They've been losing, declared bankruptcy. They're losing membership. So is it really the NRA's fault that we have rising violence?
You know, it's so detached from reality, Michael. It's really hard to sit through some of this stuff because it's so nakedly political. I mean, even if you believe that the spike in crime, which is easily connected to some notorious events in the aftermath of them. But let's say, for argument's sake, that you think the proliferation of guns is the problem. The federal government is notoriously derelict in prosecuting gun crimes. I mean, I heard Biden yesterday talk about the importance of background checks. There are, you know, scores and scores of people who lie on their background checks in either getting guns or attempting to get guns. The Justice Department never prosecutes them. So I really think they oughtn't be heard to complain about that stuff unless they started to act like it was actually serious and prosecute people who do it, which I would entirely support if they did. But they're not even serious about the thing that they're claiming, which itself isn't serious. And this, unfortunately, is a deadly serious problem, which is obviously why we're talking about it.
Well, it is a serious problem, and the numbers don't lie in this case. What do you think, you alluded to it before, about some terrible events like the killing of George Floyd that have given rise to this spike in violence? What's the connection there?
Well, I think in the aftermath, and let's just to back up a little bit, crime was inching up before George Floyd was killed in May of 2020. Particularly the hate crimes and murders in some big cities were up in 2019. And this is against a backdrop of a historic, I really think the most important societal achievement of the last generation plus was the reduction of crime, which allowed a really unprecedented level of economic flourishing and domestic tranquility from about 1994 until 2014. It's just a staggering decrease in crime. Just to give one little statistic, in the 1980s, the late 80s into the early 90s, we had over 2,000 homicides a year in the city of New York. 2,300, I think, was the highest number. That was driven down 90% by the early 2010s. So that's how much crime plummeted. It started to inch up probably 2018, but certainly it was noticeable 2019. And then, you know, obviously it was turbocharged after the George Floyd killing. And clearly it was connected to the campaigns to defund the police, which were, they were bad enough before what happened with Floyd. But afterwards, there was a real spike in that activity. You had Minneapolis, even though the legislators in Minneapolis themselves were using taxpayer dollars to hire private security, they wanted the police for the city actually not only defunded, they wanted them gone. But to one degree or another, in a lot of major cities, you had defunding of the police. It wasn't in the sense of zeroing them out, but there were significant reductions in police budgets. And concurrently, there have been calls for prosecuting police officers for assault in connection with places where they have used superior force. You know, police have to use superior force if they're going to put down violent crime. So they put the cops in the position not only of defunding departments so that we're losing police slots and a lot of the background infrastructure that the police need to do their jobs, but we're also putting them in a paralyzed position on the street where if they do the things that police must do to maintain order, they run the risk themselves of being prosecuted.
Look, one of the things that you write about, and it's very important, is that the left's line on all of this is that we have a crime problem in America because of systemic racism. And the arrest of higher numbers of people, higher percentage of people who happen to be black, all of that is part of this whole dysfunctional system that is permeated by racism. You make the point that Atlanta has now a majority of black officers on the police force, a higher percentage on the police force than the population. Is there any evidence at all that that kind of approach, simply hiring more people of color, it can can do something to turn back this upsurge in crime we have right now?
Well, I think it's helpful. You know, the true story, if you put the racial narrative to the side, the true story about policing in America is that it's a tremendous, the achievements and the strides that have been made in policing have been tremendous over the last generation. Just a small thing, well, it's not a small thing, but just something like, you know, the number of times that police use lethal force has plummeted over the last numbers of years. So there's a real success story to be told, I think, that's being overwhelmed by the racial narrative. I think it is a good thing for the country that police departments are more representative than they have ever been of the communities that they protect and serve. But it, you know, all that's a sort of a side issue compared to the main issue, which is if you don't allow the police to do their job, which is law enforcement, then you're going to have rampant crime. And I think the big problem we have is we want to impose on the police jobs that the police can't do. What the drivers of crime in urban areas and in other places too, but mainly in urban areas, are cultural. Law enforcement and the law itself is downstream from that. And to expect the police to solve that problem is impractical. So you have to let the police do the thing that we know the police can do, which is enforce the laws, and that's what those communities need. But to say that you know, crime is in some way driven by the bias of police officers, when the fact of the matter is we know who commits crime because crime gets reported by victims, not because the police go out and, you know, act on a hunch to arrest people.
Okay, this is all so important. We are going to post both of your articles at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, is there a role played here by extreme progressive prosecutors who refuse to prosecute in places like Portland, L.A., and elsewhere? We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, I mentioned right before we were speaking to Andy McCarthy about this new piece that honestly every Democrat should read because you need to get hold of this. And I say every Democrat because it's a stuff that a lot of Republicans and conservatives and moderates, independents, people who aren't dyed-in-the-wool convicted progressives are unlikely to believe any of the stuff that Tom Friedman in the New York Times, who's himself very progressive, is going after. But it's extraordinarily important that people do recognize this. This is his column. It's entitled, "Want to Get Trump Reelected? Dismantle the Police." In other words, he's telling his regular readers and followers, look, I can't guarantee that Biden gets reelected. We can't even guarantee that Biden is going to be in shape to run for reelection. He sounded poor yesterday. He did. Today, he is making this deal on infrastructure. Okay, we'll see what happens. But here's what Tom Friedman says. He says, like everyone else, I look forward to a summer of reconnecting with family and friends and relishing a good old 4th of July barbecue unmasked. But I'll be doing so with a pit in my stomach because just beneath the surface, calm in America, volcanic forces are gathering that could blow the lid off our democracy. We're living in a fool's paradise. Enjoy it while it lasts, he says. And then he cites New York Times reporting, which says that homicide rates in large cities, many of them run by Democrats, were up more than 30% on average last year and up another 24% for the beginning of this year. Soaring murder rates and policing are becoming huge Republican and right-wing media talking points. Democrats are vulnerable. That's why President Biden needs to lay out a forceful anti-crime strategy, which he didn't do yesterday, as he had promised that he would. And then he goes on. He says, the policing issue could easily sink Democrats. For example, big swaths of my old hometown, Minneapolis, have been turned into a dangerous and dystopian ghost city racked by gun violence since the police murder of George Floyd, a murder that exposed two truths for all to see. Number one, that racism in metropolitan police forces is real and requires many remedies, but also that rushing to defund or dismantle police forces without a carefully considered plan is not one of them. And by the way, The idea that the police murder of George Floyd exposed racism? Is it inconceivable that that kind of thing, that horrible misfunction of a police officer, might have occurred, could have occurred, conceivably does occur in other parts of the country, to victims who are white? More white people die in encounters with police officers, not proportionally, but in absolute numbers, than black people. Tom Friedman writes, the defund battle cry initially guided the super progressive Minneapolis City Council, and it has diminished and demoralized the police force, leaving behind a department that is either unable or unwilling to risk getting embroiled in any kind of confrontation. The Star Tribune of Minneapolis reported last week, quote, the number of people shot citywide in Minneapolis went up nearly 90% compared with the first half of last year. Department officials say it is no coincidence that the rise in crime comes after the departure of at least 200 members of the city's police force through retirements, resignations, and medical leaves in the months since Floyd's death. Only 19 people were in a new class of cadets that just hit the streets. You lose 200 cops, you gain 19? That math doesn't work. He goes on, the result, officers are spending much less time doing the type of proactive policing that can help fight crime. White detectives, while detectives, are carrying such high caseloads that some shootings with no obvious suspect sometimes aren't even assigned. Another result, minority neighborhoods like Northside are being terrorized by gang shootouts and other crimes. Last Friday, a leader there, Sandra Samuels, who runs the Northside Achievement Zone, which works to strengthen education and job opportunities for black families, called me. I was born in the Northside and I'm a donor to that organization. She told me that a nine-year-old girl, Trinity Addison Smith, was killed by a stray bullet while jumping on a trampoline. And that kind of thing, says Tom Friedman, is of course a national phenomenon. And he talks to this community leader about Sandra Addison Smith. For the last year, I and my neighbors have watched black mothers react with incredulity when their child is killed in community violence and not by a white cop. Their tragedies do not trigger citywide protest rallies. People don't say their child's name. And there are no citywide demands that this has to stop, she says. Mayor Jacob Frey, a Democrat, has been courageously fighting his reckless city council's police defunders. Quote, when you make big overarching statements that we're going to defund or abolish and dismantle the police department and get rid of all the officers, there's an impact, the mayor said. We need accountability and a culture shift within our department, and we need the police. Last week, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz ordered the National Guard to start preparing to be sent into Minneapolis this summer, if needed, to help the local police keep the peace. This is political dynamite for Democrats, says Tom Friedman. The Trump cult, GOP, he calls it, will pound them on this policing issue. Biden needs to keep rallying his party tightly around his right answer. Transform policing and sufficient policing, not defunding the police. Okay. This is so basic and so elemental that it is going to overwhelm every other issue. And the notion that basically all of the riots, all of the violence, that it's all based upon racism. Nancy Pelosi said today the cause of the Capitol Hill riot were white supremacy, anti-Semitism, and Islamophobia. It's extraordinary. This is Nancy Pelosi when she announced her, with great solemnity and sadness, a new select committee of the House. Listen, this is clip two.
With great solemnity and sadness, I'm announcing that the House will be establishing a select committee on the January 6th insurrection. Again, January 6th was one of the darkest days in our nation's history. I've said it now three times. It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen and that we root out the causes of it all.
And the causes of it all, she says, here's what she had to say, clip 16.
The time they need to do the investigation of the causes of this. There are two actual paths. One is about the root causes of it, the white supremacy, the anti-Semitism, the Islamophobia, all the rest of it that was so evident when you see a sweatshirt on one of the people saying Camp Auschwitz.
Okay.
The other is
the whole idea that Nancy Pelosi goes on, and the fact that she's created this new select committee, she always had the right to do that. It was one of the reasons I thought the entire struggle over whether they were going to have a special congressionally chartered commission was pointless. They have plenty of investigations going on. There's new information now about the investigations going on and cooperating with prosecutors. Some of the perpetrators have pleaded guilty. There are over 500 people who have been indicted. They have already ongoing congressional investigations, now another congressional investigation. What did they need a separate bipartisan commission for? And why was that so essential to elevate this to the status of September 11th? Which, by the way, I think is deeply misleading. And the notion that now we're going to investigate root causes, that Islamophobia, for instance, was the cause of the Capitol Hill riot? What did they think? They were chanting, hang Mike Pence. Did they think Mike Pence was a secret Muslim? I think he's... He's not. There is so much going on and so much tendency for people on the left not only to believe but to promote basic lies about America. There's a new book. It's explosive. It's important. It's called Facing Reality. It's by Charles Murray. He will be joining us to face reality and more about this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book right it and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.